This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, here we go into the happy hour, everybody. Cristello, Matt Scraby together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., idle for a couple more days. We'll have him back next week. And then he'll be on his way to Peoria. Don't forget, a week from tomorrow. How about that? A week from tomorrow, the very first spring training game.
I'm ready.
We are ready. Now that we got Nick Pivetta, we're ready for anything.
Nick Pivetta
has saved the Padres.
I don't think he knows how much
he doesn't know.
All freaked out for the signing.
Nick Pivetta, for, you know, I can see vote for Nick signs being, you know.
Well, when he has an ERA of 1.8 and he struck out like 15 batters
and
a game.
And all the analytic people are like, we told you so.
Told you so.
Yeah. That's the Nick Pivetta that the Padres hope they got. This guy with incredible analytics and spin rates and whiff rates. And
strikes out 30% of the guys, only walks 6%.
Right. I mean, he's got all these analytic numbers. What he doesn't have is a good record and a good ERA.
But what did you say during the interview with Rob Bradford?
20 out of 27. Starts last year, he allowed 3 runs or less. And even though his record was 6-12, in games he started, the Red Sox were 14-13. Which tells me that when he pitched, he kept them in the game.
Exactly.
And often they won. And really, from a number four starter, that's kind of all you want is a, you know, a little over 500 record for your team. You don't need a great record.
True.
From your number four.
I just want to say that Susanna was the winner of the Aztec ticket.
Oh, really? How did I start the interview?
You started it by rudely telling Nick Boyd that one of your favorite moments of your life is one of the worst moments of his life.
Of my life.
No, you didn't say it like that. He took it fine. I mean, honestly, he probably knew this stuff was going to come up when he went from Florida
Atlantic. When he went from Florida Atlantic to here, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we remember. And, I mean, he had a great game on that day. I mean,
yes, he did.
He had a really good game, and it just, you know, went the way of...
He stood out in that game.
Yeah, it went the way of Lamont Butler. That's all you can say. But, yeah, Nick Pivetta has changed the entire outlook of the Padre fan base. Really has.
And we haven't even talked about the big factor in this whole thing, which is the pitching whisperer gets to work with him. Ruben Niebla gets to work with him.
The Whisperer. He'll have Nick Pivetta in the Hall of Fame before
he's going to teach him how to throw lefty. You know, that's one thing
he'll
we should
talk
about.
He'll be able to start both ends of a doubleheader, Nick Pivetta.
You know, that's something we should talk about, Chris.
Hmm.
Their rotation right now only has righties.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything to me.
You don't care about that?
No. Why would I want a lefty in there if the lefty's not as good as what I have?
I get it, but I thought we're all about matchups these days.
Well, most batters are right-handed, so I don't see any.
So, yeah, okay. I thought that would be something that you may be more concerned about.
They had Blake Snell 2 seasons ago. He was a lefty. Did it do them any good? He won the Cy Young. They did not get to the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't know. I know what you mean. Some people are going to bring it up, but...
And there's still time.
The bullpen, you need some lefties. Yes, that's where matchups matter. Okay. But the starter giving you 5 or 6 innings doesn't mean a whole lot. Not, I don't think, anymore. Now, Nick Pivetta, having been signed with a tag of 4 years, $55 million, kind of got everybody wondering what has changed with the Padres inside the organization. We don't know. We're not privy to much of this. We know that there's lawsuits pending. We know there's a bit of a fight, struggle for control. We also know that John Seidler was unanimously approved by Major League Baseball to be the point person for Padre baseball. He's the, I don't know, what's the term they
control person.
That's what I said, didn't I?
You said point person, okay. But same thing.
Same thing. So A.J. Preller was asked about this. I mean, is having a new control person, having that person approved, has that given him, being A.J., any clarity about the operation of this club? I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, again, like, it's been very similar in terms of, like the whole, I mean, everything in terms of, like, the, nothing has really changed over the last, you know, year in terms of, you know, since Peter's passing, like, you know, myself, I report to Eric Kutsenda, you know, I think that's still in place here for, that is in place here for the next 30 days. And then, you know, in terms of, like, how we've gone about things over the last season and really this offseason in terms of, you know, my responsibilities, the communication, talking about our team, our roster, the possibilities that are out there. There's been no real differences here over the last year, and nothing really over the last off season. You know, again, I've had different setups over the 11 years I've been here, from that control person setup. And you know, again, like the biggest thing is we've always had people that want to win and want to go win a World Series and do it for the fans of San Diego. That's what I enjoy working for, and don't see any changes there.
Do you know John very well?
I've talked to John a few times. You know, he's seen him a few different times at different events, etc. But looking forward to really spending more time and going from there with it. So.
All right, before we react, the second sound that you get when we go to spring training, the cleats crackle or tapping onto the cement as they're walking
by.
You're
listening to the background sound.
The last part of that was interesting because we've all been saying we don't know much about John Seidler. A.J. Preller doesn't know much about John Seidler.
Yeah, he was pretty revealing in that answer.
I'm shocked.
Which is weird for A.J., he normally gives you all of that, and then the answer's over, and you're like, what did he say?
He has his word salad.
Yeah, but this time, he really, you know, he said, and I don't know if we can all 100% believe it, but he said that things haven't really changed in terms of him and the way he's going about his job. Said it really hasn't changed since the passing of Peter Seidler. It's hard to believe because there's so many people with their hands in the pie, as it were. You'd think that AJ would have to be, at least make a few little changes.
Part of me wants to buy it. Part of me does.
I would love to buy it.
Because, like he said, he reports to Eric Kutsenda,
yeah,
which is what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know about this one. I got to think about it for a little bit.
Well, the bottom line is he said he doesn't know John Seidler very well, and he's looking forward to getting to know him. I think that's kind of interesting because without knowing John Seidler very well, he went out and signed a guy for $55 million.
Yeah, I guess that was Kutsenda that said it was okay.
Doesn't sound like John Seidler stood in the way of that.
Which is very refreshing and very nice to see. Very nice to see. By the way, Kyle Hart is a lefty. Not...
Almost sure I said that at least 10 times.
Oh, did you?
Earlier in the show. Yeah.
Oh.
But thank you.
I was confused because you were talking about Kevin Hart being
a
lefty.
I don't know his name, but I know he's a lefty.
Okay.
Yeah, he is a lefty. Thanks for pointing that out there.
There's a lot of good video. I'm going to go through some of this on the Scraby Show, but there's a lot of good video from spring training. So just go to our Twitter at 97.3TheFanSD. I know some of those are on Instagram as well. Chris, I have another clip that might interest you. And it was A.J. Preller being asked about Luis Campusano, your future all-star.
My all-star pick this year.
Yes, here's what he said.
I think Campy's got a big opportunity. Again, like, you know, the catchers in the major leagues, there's not too many guys that you look up and, you know, they're 22, 23, 24 years old, you know, that they're, it's a position that takes time to, like, kind of grow. There's a lot that's put on the catchers, especially in today's baseball with, you know, the pitch clock and the game calling and, you know, the advanced scouting, a lot that goes into it, obviously catching a big league game and then trying to perform offensively. So you see a lot of guys when they get to, you know, 26, 27, 28, you see a lot of guys, honestly, not until they're 30 years old. So went down camp, he played winter ball. You know, we have Diaz here with him, but he'll get a real opportunity to come and make the team. And again, like, he's a very talented player, so, you know, and at a position that's hard to find. So he'll, you know, he has some competition with Maldonado, you know, and some others that are in camp, but he'll get a real opportunity to be a part of this team.
Kind of interesting he used Maldonado as the guy to say, but...
Well, Maldonado's kind of a known quantity. He really is. I mean, he's been, you know, the catcher for a couple of World Series champion teams.
Yeah.
He's a great defensive catcher. He's going to hit 10 home runs and bat 190. I mean, that's what Martin Maldonado is going to do. Campusano, based on what happened last year, is a little harder to figure out. I mean, I think everybody thought that he was just on his way. 2023, Campusano hit 319. He didn't hit 250.
The whole year?
Hit 319 in 2023.
How many at-bats?
163. But he only had 277 at-bats last year, and he hit 227. So what, Luis, are you going to get? If you get the 319 guy, he's going to the All-Star game, and I'm going to be a genius.
Yes, that would be an All-Star game trip.
You know, that's why I think Campusano is interesting, intriguing, because we don't know. I mean, I'm hoping he returns to some of that form that he showed there.
I'm hoping he gets half of what he did last year.
No, not last year.
I'm sorry.
He's
going
to need more than he did last year. If he gets half of what he did last year, he's not going to be on the club.
He's not going to be an All-Star?
No.
He's also making $1 million, which is something the Padres love.
But if he hits 11 home runs and bats 319...
That's good.
It's very good.
You'll take that.
And, I know Campusano, a lot of people said it all last year. He's the worst defensive catcher they've ever seen. No, he's not. He's not great. He's not Johnny Bench holding 7 baseballs. But... I think Campusano has room to grow, and I think he will. I think this is going to be a big year for him.
I hope so. I mean, it would be nice.
Why would that be a bad thing?
It wouldn't be a bad thing at all. It would be a great thing.
Yeah.
Now you're not hoping and praying that your catcher position can do something. If you know that Campusano can deliver, then hey, that's a good thing.
We have, what, 4 catchers?
Yep. Well, we got Campusano, Maldonado, Diaz, and Brett Sullivan. Wow. So, yeah, 4.
That's what I said, 4.
I know. I was just confirming on my hand.
Did you know that the guy from Korea is a left-handed pitcher?
Woosuck Go? No.
No.
Kyle Hart.
Kevin Hart. I told you.
It's not Kevin Hart. Guarantee you that Tony gets that messed up when he gets back.
Is Kevin Hart funny to you? The comedian Kevin Hart? You can say he's not.
He was... And then he was oversaturated, okay. But some of those LeBron and him, DraftKings commercials are kind of funny.
Are you okay with those?
Like when he says, they're looking for a guy who can run the 40, not who is 40. I think that's hilarious.
I really have trouble getting into the whole DraftKings FanDuel commercial at all.
I mean...
I hate the fact that, you know, sports is crawling into bed with all of this, and I think it's... dangerous, as I've said many times.
Many people are very confused as to why players are allowed to do ads for betting now.
No kidding.
Which is kind of true.
Pete Rose couldn't even ever be allowed back in the stadium again. I mean, he's a different guy.
But like, it is weird to have LeBron in a DraftKings ad.
Could you imagine Pete Rose hawking FanDuel? I mean, that would be comical.
They should have done that before he passed.
Yeah, should have got Pete in on that. He would have accepted, I'll tell you that.
He would have, yes, he would.
All right, Gwen and Chris, traffic next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
520 is the time. Gwen and Chris, happy hour, wrapping things up. Scraby takes over, kicks me out here at 6 o'clock. And then it's the Scraby Chronicles. Last night, you had a good show. During your show is when Nick Pivetta signed with the Padres.
Yes.
You then turned it over to Sam Levitt for Inside Padre Baseball. So you guys shined last night. Well done.
We did. Do you want to hear what it sounded like when I put out a video, because I'm very excited to get breaking news.
Did you say that this was really exciting on the Intercom Network?
No, I did not say that, but okay. I checked all my sources. Here we go.
Right, you got to make sure this was true before you announce it.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on. We have a move, I think. Jeff Passan, 1 minute ago. I think we just found out our rotation stuff from Jeff Passan. Right-hander Nick Pivetta and the San Diego Padres.
There we go.
Are in
that was me
on a
breaking the news.
$55 million.
And then I go at the end.
Includes a part of
just wait for my hard-hitting physical analysis.
Yes. Wow, that's big stuff.
You nailed it, Scrab. Didn't need to say another word after that.
No, you just need to go to @MattScraby if you want to see that video. But
good job.
It's fun to do the breaking news thing, but it's also kind of stressful because all of a sudden I'm like, what do I know about Nick Pivetta?
Yeah, you got to look him up pretty fast because he did pitch for the Phillies back in the day before he went to the Red Sox. I got a quick story for you
that okay.
I think you'll kind of enjoy because you like little merry mix-ups like this.
Is it a dog in a wheelchair?
No.
Okay.
Six former East Mississippi Community College football players have sued the school. The reason they have sued the school is because Netflix did a documentary series called Last Chance U
about these players.
Yep.
And they portrayed them all as basically being in, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Scrape, because I watched some of the show. Basically portrayed these guys as complete, utter losers who no one else would take a chance on. And, like, this was their last crack at any kind of life.
I mean, that
was presented or not?
Yes, pretty much. But that's the deal. These people got kicked out of their schools.
Well, they say that they're, of course, they're seeking $30 million because that makes perfect sense. But they're seeking $30 million in damages. First, they received no compensation for their contribution to that show. I think that is kind of crappy.
Yeah, but they were also at a time when NIL wasn't a thing.
They're also holding the defendants accountable, quote, for the wrongful misappropriation of their likeness and to assure fair compensation for their work.
Brady and I talked about this the other night.
You did.
And I've done a lot of thinking about it. As much as I want to say these kids deserve some money, I don't think they do. Because you can't just claim 10 years after the fact, hey, now NIL's a thing, you guys owe me money. It stinks. It's not a cool thing for Netflix to do, but I don't know how you could have paid those guys and had them play college football at the same time.
Well, I think what they're upset about is the way they're portrayed.
Are they suing the school or Netflix?
They ought to sue Netflix. And get
but they're
a whole
suing
lot
the school.
Get a whole lot more money.
And
right?
I think the reason is because the school was the one that made the money off of them.
They have sued the school.
Okay. So does that change it for me a little bit?
I don't know.
Maybe slightly, but it was 10 years ago. I don't know that you can claim it now. I don't know.
I think you can claim it if everyone out there, like me, who watched that show, feels that these six people were portrayed as some of the worst people on earth.
But that's like a
Maybe
show.
Maybe they don't feel like they were.
I watched this show 60 days in, and it's about jail. And it's like saying, oh, these people were portrayed horribly on a show about jail. Like, these guys were banished to this school. The name of the show is Last Chance U for a reason. They had to turn it around. So I don't think that's the issue for me.
All right.
Waiting for a response.
I don't have a lot more on it. Nothing like a good lawsuit for me to throw out of my courtroom. Saints, new head coach. You know, I wanted to do this yesterday, but we didn't have time. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we don't have time today either. Six new coaches in pro football, right? NFL?
Yep.
I want to rank them from the best that you think, the best hire, I should say, to the worst hire.
Should that be our countdown tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. We just made our countdown, everybody.
Because, I mean, Pete Carroll is probably the most accomplished of the coaches.
Yep.
But he's going to the Raiders. So which of the six is going to work out the best and which isn't even going to make our countdown because it's so bad?
That would be fun because we only have five. Yeah, I like that. Okay. I mean, Kellen Moore.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think Kellen Moore is going to be overwhelmed.
So we're ranking him on the six that we think are going to survive or succeed?
I don't know. The five that are going to do the best.
Five that are going to do the best. I can do
simple.
That. What if Kellen Moore is already saying he doesn't know about Derek Carr? This is a.
You know that the two of them played against each other and
I watched the game
West?
The other day. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Kellen Moore won the game like 52-7. Derek Carr got taken out of the game.
He did. He looks exactly the same, though.
Kellen Moore, honestly, he just looks a little overmatched for head coach. I just, my perception of
But what's the difference between him and, say, Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell doesn't look overmatched. He looks quite confident to me.
He does look confident. He won Coach of the Year, too.
I tell you another thing. It is Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. The last team that lost both of its coordinators to the next season was the Eagles.
Oh, I thought you were talking 49ers.
No, they lost Shane Steichen.
That's true.
To the Colts.
And then Gannon.
And Gannon to the Cardinals. And both of those guys have been a disaster with their new teams. And it's not because they can't coach. We know they can coach. They helped get the Eagles to the Super Bowl a few years ago. So we know these guys can coach. The bottom line is no matter how well you can coach, you can't do diddly without the best players. And that's always the way it's been going to be. Yet coaches get so much credit and so much blame. And it just, it's really not accurate.
Like, I was telling someone the other day, and I feel like this is a weird take, but Nick Sirianni, I don't really, like, feel like he's this great coach, and even though he's won a Super Bowl. I think he's more of, like, a keep guys together kind of coach instead of, like, an X's and O's.
He's been to two. I don't know. I mean, the list of coaches that have won, Brian Billick, San Diego State guy, but he was not a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
But, man, he had one of the most dominant teams of all time there.
He did.
The Ravens.
That would be nice to coach.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked really smart that year.
Oh, yeah. His defense was amazing.
Marvin Lewis was his defensive coordinator. We should know how the world worked out for Marvin Lewis once he left Baltimore and went to Cincinnati.
Yeah, he got like 17 years in Cincinnati and won like two playoff games.
Two? I think he won any?
Maybe he didn't.
I don't think he did.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
But Marvin Lewis was a genius. Just like the whole Vic Fangio thing. He's a genius today.
What about your guy, Lou Anarumo?
Yeah, Lou Anarumo got moved on from in Cincinnati. Well, who picked him up?
I can't
Green
remember.
Bay wasn't?
I can't remember, but yeah, Lou Anarumo a couple years ago was like a genius.
He was the one guy that could stop Patrick Mahomes.
And he was going to go and be a head coach somewhere, but he never got that interview.
Now Lou Anarumo is no longer a Cincinnati guy.
No. Maybe better off.
I like Lou.
I know you do.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We got a half an hour of fun stuff ahead.
If you guys can't tell, Chris,
I'm a
brain.
Step slow today. I'm
Chris's
drained.
Brain is a
yeah,
little
I'm drained
slow.
Today. I got up really early, so I'm hanging on by a bit of a thread.
You know
here.
What we're doing? We're doing Rob Bradford. He's going to tell us all about Nick Pivetta, and we'll also actually we're going to do it right now. We're going to give you since we've made it to that point. I got to wait 10 more seconds, Chris, and then I can announce today's biggest fan. Thing. I'll do it in. Four, three, two, one. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Edward Martin in Vista. Give us a call back within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Edward Martin in Vista. 10 minutes now. Break. Rob Bradford, next.
All right, under the category, Scraby, we talk about this a lot. Under the category of a bunch of people charging a whole bunch of stuff against rich people, saying they were treated horribly or sexually harassed or whatever the case may be, and we're very quick to rush to judgment, not you and I, but in general, I think people are.
Yeah.
Federal judge, district court in Arizona, has dismissed all claims of defamation by a former Cardinals executive, his wife and daughter, against the team.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but I mean, the Cardinals were blamed for horrendous work practices.
Yeah, I do remember this.
And things of this nature.
Was it the Bidwell?
The Bidwell thing.
Yeah, I do remember this.
I don't know if this is the exact same thing. But
I remember the Suns was pretty bad, too.
Suns was bad. Robert Tarver was the owner there that nobody liked.
Okay.
Anyway, people make claims, and they're not always can be proven. So it's so hard for us, because we want to say, man, this guy's an idiot. Or he ought to be, hang him up.
Yep.
String him up.
Lock him up and throw away the key.
Yeah. Then you find out it's not even real.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know why this is happening more lately. Maybe people are seeing more opportunity, but I do think they need stricter laws.
I don't
want to
say everybody, but I think a lot of people just want to, hit the jackpot.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
They want to make a claim that is not substantiated, hoping that maybe the other people will settle and you'll get a big paycheck. I mean, isn't that what a lot of people want to do, do you think? I do.
Not me.
I couldn't imagine doing it. I couldn't imagine just lying through my teeth about something that did not exist.
Actually, I did tell Adam earlier today that you always punch me in the face when you come into studio, and I would like $1 million.
Yeah, but after that, things are good.
After that, we get to work.
Yeah, we're just trying to shape you up and get you focused.
Oh, okay. This is boarding school, reform school, something like that.
I don't know if this means anything to you, Scrabe, but Finland is on the board.
I'm angry.
Trying to surprise the United States in the Champions Cup. Or the Four Nations face-off.
Do not call it the Champions Cup.
I'm sorry. Henri Jokiharju.
Is he a...
Don't know.
Okay.
Jokiharju.
Do we know where they're doing this?
Where is the game?
Yeah. Because it has to be...
We don't.
In America, right? Because it's being aired right now. I'll find this out.
It could be in Canada, potentially.
Could be in Canada, you're right.
Montreal, Toronto, maybe. I think the Rogers Center is in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. And Tim Hortons is there as well, so.
1-0 Finland. All you hardcore hockey fans who think this is the biggest event of all time.
I've heard from all of them on the chat.
I know you have. I'm telling all of those people you're down 1-0 in the first period. All right, Padres got Nick Pivetta. What does it all mean? We've taken our best shot at it. But how about somebody that a well, Rob Bradford, his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. He also works for WEEI in Boston, covering the Bo Sox. And he joined us earlier with some Pivetta knowledge. Baseball Isn't Boring. It's a podcast. You ought to check it out if you're a baseball fan and haven't done so yet. Rob, we appreciate you coming on with us today at kind of short notice. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? It's my pleasure. It's an honor to talk to you guys. And it's been a wild day. I'm not going to lie to you. Like I said before today, I picked the wrong night to take a melatonin at 10 o'clock at night. You know, when it started kicking in, the Nick Pivetta news just had happened. I'm like, okay, Nick Pivetta. And then, boom, here comes Bregman when I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. It hasn't stopped since, but this is what I love about it. You know, we hate how long this offseason has taken, but when stuff happens, it's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, Boston's a whole other world. I mean, we love our Padres here. There's no question. But Boston, it's just there's something different about Boston. And I'm sure people are, for the most part, ecstatic about getting Bregman. But I want to ask about Pivetta and just get some of your insight. You can look at the straight-up career record, and it's not very enticing, frankly. He's 15 games below 500, career ERA 4.76. But all of the analytic numbers, strikeouts and whiff rate and spin rate and all of that, that seems to indicate that Nick Pivetta is a pitcher who's about to break out and have a monster season. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's why he was offered the qualifying offer, number one. I don't think the Red Sox, as much of it as he has been up and down for the Red Sox before, that they don't, if they didn't believe that he had the potential to have that aforementioned breakout season, they don't offer him the qualifying offer. He turns it down, and he turns it down because, really, of all the things you said, the buzz around baseball was this guy in free agency is going to be the guy that everyone's going to want, not necessarily because of what he's done, but because of what he's going to be. And really, like, that's the world of baseball right now, right? It's really we pushed aside what guys have done, and we say, no, look at all these analytics, look at the spin rate, look at all the numbers, look at the pitch that, you know, we can teach him this pitch, and it's going to be better. And so we're going to invest in that guy more than ever. And Nick Pivetta was the poster boy for this, but I think what hurt him was the way that the market unfolded. Obviously, the qualifying offer would hurt him as well. But the fact that he still landed at 4 years tells you that, you know, this guy has potential, and I do think he does have potential. Like, he's not a guy where I say, well, he had a 5 ERA and it's a great spin rate, and you're just going to have to take my word for it. No. I've seen this guy at his best, and he goes on runs. He can be a really good guy. He can be a workhorse. He can give you innings. He can perform at the highest in the biggest stage because he did it before in the Red Sox run in 2021. And so, yeah, I mean, I think for what the Padres did, what they got him for, I don't think it's a bad move. Yeah, it's uncomfortable because of the qualifying offer a little bit, but it's not. If you like the guy, don't get all wrapped up in that. If you like the guy, then go get him. It's not going to kill you with the AAV. It's fine. So I do think. I see what the Padres did here, and I really don't have a complaint with it.
Talking to Rob Bradford here of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey Network. Just Google that and you'll be able to find it and listen to it. And you talked about the qualifying offer, which does mean the Padres have to forfeit a pick to the Red Sox. And it's, I believe, the second highest pick in the draft. I guess the criticism from people out here is they're trying to rebuild their farm system. They don't have many guys that can be used as trade pieces. Is foregoing this draft pick worth it for the signing of Nick Pivetta?
Well, I totally understand that argument. And like I said, I mean, I tend to not get wrapped up in going over the luxury tax and losing spots and worrying about, you know, losing pace to the qualifying offer, because I'm a huge proponent of getting back to worry about who you're getting and not what you're giving up. And I know that's a simplistic way of looking at it, but if they look at Nick Pivetta and they say, hey, why were we rebuilding, or why we think that we're going to, like, ease back into contention here, it's important to have this player in our starting rotation who is going to be a good starting pitching for us in, you know, toward the top of the rotation. That is what's important, why we figure all this other stuff out. So I think that I like that. I'm not going to lie to you. I like that. I totally understand the other argument, because we've seen second-round picks really blow up. We understand how – listen, the top prospect in all of baseball, Roman Anthony, right now, was a second-round pick. This happens. But at the same time, you just say, what is important to building the foundation of this organization, and are we confident this guy is going to be able to produce? And you got to be convicted. And I think they were convicted in identifying Pivetta in that way.
Well, you know, you look at a little further. Again, I'm trying to, you know, look and see what the Padres are saying without going into the analytic part, because it's so confusing, honestly, to me. But Pivetta started 27 games last year, and he gave up three or fewer runs 20 times, which tells you he's giving you a decent shot to win. And if you look at the Red Sox record in the games that he started, they were 14-13. He himself was 6-12. But that means he kept them in a lot of games that they ended up winning. So that bodes well. And you look at the strikeout games, he had 5-10 strikeout games last year. Now, some of this is starting to make a little better sense to me, Rob.
Yeah, and you know, I'll go back to the year before where, you know, he was he was taken out of the starting rotation, and this was early in the year, and he was not happy. Like, he's a very fiery, competitive guy, and so he was not happy. But he figured things out, and then he went on a run after that. And I think that exactly a lot of things that you said are the important stuff, which is he's going to usually give you innings. He's going to keep you in the game. Some of his pitches, like, we don't need baseball savant to see, like, how different his pitches are. I can see them with the naked eye. Like, he has a 12-6 curveball, which is really unique. His rise on his fastball is elite. So all of this, and maybe sometimes a change of scenery, a different voice, that is the thing that unlocks it to the point where all of a sudden now you get the no doubt about it, top of the rotation guy. But it definitely is there. You just cited the numbers, and you're bringing back a lot of these memories where I'm like, okay, you know, yes, like, he was really, really good at times. But, you know, I think what the Padres are banking on are, like, maybe, like I said, like, that change of scenery, different voice, just a little bit here, just a little bit there, you're on your way.
Talking to Rob Bradford, the reason he knows so much about Nick Pivetta, he's a Red Sox reporter for WEEI. He's also the host of Baseball Isn't Boring. And one guy that the Padres have now that got a change of scenery, it didn't quite work out as well as all of us wanted to, and that would be Xander Bogaerts. I'm not personally giving up on Xander Bogaerts, but from afar, the last couple seasons, what have you seen from Xander, and do you think that he can find his form again?
Yeah, you know, first of all, Xander was always one of my favorite players, like, to deal with, because I feel like he was accountable. He played the right way. He was a good player when he played for the Red Sox. He played in some very important games, obviously, for them. All of the above. And so when he gets the free agent market and the Padres decide to blow, really it was the Red Sox away. The Red Sox were the other team involved with an 11-year offer. Nobody was ever going to go that. It was crazy. And how does Xander turn down an 11-year deal?
Yeah.
And then you're moving him back and forth in positions. The thing that always concerned me a little bit about Xander was his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
He always had this wrist problem. And I know that it's cropped up here and there again. I feel like when he's healthy and his wrist is healthy, he's a far different player. And I think he can be a really effective player. Is he going to be a player that you want to sign an 11-year, what was it, $270, $280 million contract to? Not. But it kind of comes back to what we were saying, like, all right, who do you want as the foundation players to why you build everything up, why you get the Jackson Merrills going, why you get, like, everybody else coming up, Salas. So who are those guys? And there's worse guys to have than Xander Bogaerts. I think he's probably better than he's shown in the first 2 years. But, you know, that's only me talking. Again, I'm a Xander, maybe not an apologist, but I'm certainly a fan. I've seen the best in him. And I also know that this is a guy who isn't going to just take his money and not do anything and say, oh, well. I mean, he's going to try to figure it out. And I think he will figure it out.
Rob Bradford, great talking to you from Boston. I have one last thing. We have a minute or two left. Alex Verdugo played there for 4 years before he went to the Yankees last year. 13 homers pretty much every season, had an 11 in there, 70 RBI. I don't know how expensive he's going to be, but he's still out there. Would you take a run at him if you needed another bat?
Yeah, for short-term money. I mean, just north of a minor league deal. You know, and obviously that's not what Alex Verdugo is banking on when he's eyeing free agency, but this is sort of where he's landed. He had a run with the Red Sox where you thought, oh, he might get an extension. Well, that obviously didn't go well, certainly at the end. Then he had a run with the Yankees, like, oh, what a great fit. And then toward the end, that didn't go well. And this is where he is. This is his lot in life. But in terms of taking a flyer on a guy at low money, there's a lot worse outfielders you're going to do. Yeah, it's a flawed signing in a lot of ways. But for what's available right now,
yeah,
I would do it. I mean, I would for a short term, but a guy who's probably going to be motivated to hit the market again in a better spot than he is now, I would do it.
Rob, we really appreciate the insight.
Yeah, that was great.
Very good stuff. If you need anything, you know, some insight from San Diego.
Hit me up.
No, don't hit him up. Tony will be back in a couple of days.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can hit me up and I'll set him up with someone else.
But anytime you need anything, hopefully we can reciprocate. We appreciate it very much.
Listen, guys, I hope to get out. I usually get out to Arizona. I always like swinging through the Padres camp. And I make sure I drop off a bucket load of baseballs and boring T-shirts to you. So I appreciate it.
Awesome.
There you go. Very good.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring is the podcast. Rob did a good job. Good insight on Nick Pivetta, the newest. Well, he isn't the newest Padre.
No, because
Kevin Hart is new.
Stop.
Kyle Hart.
I'm going to say Kevin Hart, too.
Kyle Hart. He was actually signed after Pivetta.
He was. Right. He was.
Nobody was signed today, by the way, if you're wondering. But Scraby's still got an hour to go on his show.
I do.
Something could still happen today. You never know.
Sorry. We did break news last night. And you know what's great about breaking news is the chat is always there for me.
Because you didn't break the news.
The chat
just
broke the news to me. The chat broke the news to me.
Made it seem like Alex Verdugo would just be kind of a cheap rental.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I got to be honest. I could do worse.
You could do worse, but I have a feeling they're not going in that direction. I just have this strange
feeling. Well, they have to
feeling.
Go in some direction. I hate to tell you. They have to go in some direction. They need a DH.
They do. That's true. But they need less players than they did at the beginning of yesterday.
Padres all the way.
Padres, World Series champions.
Parade.
You know, I saw something about Xander Bogaerts the other day that I thought I should mention, and it was a tweet from a fan, and they said, hey, with everything that's going on with Wander Franco and Anthony Rendon, at least Xander Bogaerts is a good guy and actually cares about his job.
Yeah, people are a little angry for really no reason. It's not their money. And
it isn't, but I understand it.
Where does the it's okay to be angry stop and now you're over the line being a jerk start.
Wait, what?
Where does the line stop that it's okay to be angry?
Oh.
And then on to hatred.
When it turns into real life hatred. Like when it's internet hatred, whatever. Real life hatred is when it crosses the line.
Maine Bogarts has probably had a few people that are a little too angry.
Yeah, probably.
Brady Tkachuk has scored. Thank goodness. USA's tied it up 1-1 with Finland. Providing you the coverage you desire. On Gwen and Chris. Scraby's Chronicles are next. We'll wrap things up with the Friday show tomorrow at 2. Have a good evening, everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.